Rundown, Halloween Day, October 31st, brought to you by Lisa, mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Truth be told, I was supposed to be a Lisa mattress today, and then I was supposed to be an Oak and Coke today.
Shit. I was going to do that too.
Both costumes didn't come in. I'm with two guys who openly hate Halloween and through late breaking.
I don't hate Halloween. I just think there's, Halloween's awesome when you're a kid. It's awesome when you're in college.
And then it sucks.
And then you grow up just kind of like, all right, I don't really want to dress up.
I think for a guy like him, I think when you have kids, though.
Yeah, it's probably fun again for you.
I mean, you copped out. If we're being honest, you just didn't dress up at all, and then you threw that on a second ago.
Well, I was sitting on my desk, and I just didn't want to put it on all day.
You actually brought that in?
Yeah. I think we stand with the masses when we say that, like, if you don't have kids that can actively trick-or-treat or you aren't a college kid, Halloween's not that fun.
I disagree.
It's fun maybe if you go out. If you go out.
But
we're in fucking work. I don't really want to... Kind of sucks, to be honest.
Yeah, but it's like Michael Scott, the office environment. I mean, when you're always on, we're on, so you got to wait. It spices.
I also dress up. I was thinking about it. Like, I dress up.
Yeah, you're a dress-up guy.
Yeah, I know enough.
You dress up
other days,
day.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't need to dress up on Halloween. Yeah.
And you're just miserable.
I got enough dress up going on.
Yeah, I don't really care enough. Although in hindsight, I think I would have been. I should have done Bartolo. Would have been a good big sexy.
Ooh,
yeah, it may have been funny. We're trying to do funny stuff.
Yep. Next year.
Yeah, I mean, you nice costume from 2003.
This is so relevant.
I'm so
we have two of them.
I'm waiting for Dave Chappelle's Rick James to come off the elevator.
This is as relevant as it gets.
Frankie Borelli won $500 at the bar
for the same costume.
Really?
And that was unplanned. Me and Frankie. This, you're saying this isn't a relevant costume right now?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, it's definitely more than I guess. The Cubs are in the World Series. Speaking of, Transition City.
You didn't do the ad.
No, I did. Oh, I was going to dress as a Lisa mattress. Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. $75 off. Click on the link below. Doesn't matter if you buy it now. Doesn't matter in 6 months. Doesn't matter. Whatever. Lisa mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. The segue got a little bit ruined. World Series. You're in it.
Still alive.
They're cooking
still
right now, too.
Still alive. I thought last night actually was more difficult than I thought it was going to be based on the pitching matchups. But
Cubs haven't been able to hit, so it was exactly kind of what I expected. I mean, eking out three runs, yeah, it's going to be a tough task. But I'm not giving up.
Arrieta Hendricks is.
I'm not going to give.
That's who you want.
And I've said it a million times. This team is. You don't win 103 games by accident. So it would be foolish of me to just all of a sudden go doom and gloom after a couple bad games. It's going to take a big fucking effort in game 6 and 7, but
what are the odds now? Do you know the series odds?
I don't know what they are.
I bet
right now. They were like plus like 600 going into last night or something like that.
I bet.
But that one win, I mean,
plus,
yeah,
I
no,
bet
it's just at all. Right, right.
Huge.
It's just my biggest concern is the Cubs have had a lot of trouble hitting curveballs and the soft shit, and Tomlin's going to do
that.
That's
what these guys throw junk, yeah.
So I, you know.
They also, I mean, the Indians are playing spectacular.
Yeah.
Having five shutouts in the playoffs
alone is
incredible.
Do you think Terry Francona, he's been an unbelievable manager, but do you think he should have bailed on Bauer last night a little earlier?
In hindsight,
because I was like,
it happened really fast,
like,
I'll say that.
But it kind of didn't, though. Did like it was? It felt like there was a few moments where I was like, feel like maybe they should take him out here.
I don't know. He went from cruise control, though,
right.
to the home run.
No, yeah, I was just surprised. I was happy
right
he didn't.
Before Brian, I thought Bauer was going to get fucking rocked.
Yeah.
So when he had like five strikeouts through
right.
three,
right.
I was like, this guy's shutting them down. And then all of a sudden.
I was happy he didn't, but I thought that was going to be Francona. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those situations where the Indians got a 1-0 lead, and then like Miller comes in from like the fourth inning to the seventh.
Well,
and they somehow win that
and
game.
That's
and
what
like
Madden kind of ended up doing.
Right.
Pulling Lester after 90 and going right to Chapman
Aroldis
was
crazy.
I mean, that
crazy.
Is that game is squarely on Madden's
the last
shoulder
guy,
if you go south.
Chapman is lights out in the ninth inning, but I did not think he was going to be able to handle something like that because, I mean, he whenever
40
he has
pitches.
And when he has inherited runners, he lets them in. And he's kind of, mm-hmm. I mean, he's kind of a baby. That not covering
first. Wait, he didn't cover first.
Yeah, you freaked out.
That was wild.
I thought that was for sure going to come back to bite you in the ass.
On a personal level, can we clarify something? I was getting blown up that I, like, ripped you out of Chicago.
No, so I wasn't mad that, like, so I said to you on Saturday, I had tickets to last night.
That was the plan.
No, I had tickets to last night, and I texted you, and I said, do you want me to come back? And you said yes. I was fine with that. What I was salty about once I came back was you didn't let me decide how to do my own content. You wanted me on Facebook Live for 4 hours straight, which is totally useless. it then burned into Pardon My Take, which we couldn't game plan for. So you're like stealing from Pardon My Take to do a Facebook Live of the third inning when no one cares. I think Facebook Live is great. I think it doesn't do anything. Like a solo home run in the second inning is not that compelling because there's so much baseball left. And you even said you didn't tune in till the seventh. I said, let's just go live in the seventh. You tuned into the seventh. You're like, this is great stuff.
No, yeah, in the seventh. I was tuned in the whole time.
I just think a four-hour Facebook Live is tedious, and it drains what we're doing on camera. And if you like selectively do it, the plan was to do the first inning and hop into the seventh. I thought that was going to be great. So that was when I got salty.
I'll agree to disagree on that. I do think.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that like you don't trust me to make my own decisions on that.
All I was going to say, I'm not going to argue because I don't want to have you blow a gasket, but all I was going to say is when the Cubs are facing elimination in the World Series, the home run to me was that was the biggest single moment. But the two home runs.
No, but actually. I mean it was the second inning. It was like, and also like
the
I said, we had to do
baseball,
we had
that
to
was
do
a pretty big moment.
We had to do like Pardon My Takes takes like 6 hours on
but
Sundays.
But if you were in Chicago at the game, when would you have done Pardon My Takes?
I would have done it after the I would have had to do it before the game and then after the game, but so, I had to fly. I came right to the office. And I wasn't able to do it, so then we went straight to Facebook Live.
I'll agree to disagree. I think Cubs in an elimination game, and we spoke the whole time that you always thought elimination game. I think that whole baseball is unique in my mind, and we can disagree. In that type of game, innings 1 through 9 is
I think 10,000, I think 9,000 people watching on Facebook Live in the second inning isn't worth hurting the show that has hundreds of thousands of people listening.
The Cubs ended up obviously winning and have a little bit like of a swing here, but can we talk about how ridiculous the celebration
you guys,
is?
This is your whole thing.
I mean, dude, it's
a fair point.
I looked it up. You want to go look up the YouTube video of Jim Brewer being like, let's go Mets after you guys lost to the Royals and all the fans yelling, let's go Mets.
Thank you, Mets. Let's go Mets. La familia, which in Spanish means we'll see you next year. Let's go Mets!
The Cubs fans that were on that screen,
an entire stadium.
Okay, looked bad, but if you throw a camera in front of anyone, any fucking drunk idiot is gonna like scream and yell and go ah.
That's what take me out to the ball game.
I was in the stadium on Friday and Saturday night. Everyone was fucking pissed. I was pissed. I felt like I got kicked in the balls both nights. So yeah, there's some, you know, fans that are not great. I mean, don't you guys sing Sweet Caroline when you're down? It sucks. You get annoyed when people do
Sweet
that.
Sweet Caroline would not work.
But you, but yeah, I bet you some. Red Sox I bet you some people would be singing that. I bet it, you some.
You
people
wouldn't
would be
get that,
that
footage that you. But that's the reputation. Like the Red Sox have never been called lovable losers.
For a reason.
Yeah, but yeah. but my point is, you guys pick like a few people, and you're
it's
like,
it's a
that's
whole stadium.
It was a lot of people.
It's a whole stadium and everything on television.
Listen, that's fine. That's I also.
But you have Chicago people who say the same thing. Like,
yeah,
White
no,
Sox
I,
Dave
no,
is like,
no. Well,
yes, that's why we hate.
Wait, White Sox Dave's pretty biased.
He hates
the Cubs like poison
but
in his
isn't
mouth.
But isn't that why
there is
don't
an
like
element
the
of that of the Cubs fan base that is definitely like I'm just there to get drunk. I think there's an element of that in almost every fan base, but it's also why Chicago's the best city in the world because people are fucking, you know, people are nicer and it's more fun.
That's
people
what
enjoy
I say.
Life.
But then when I say people are nice, they get mad.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you do,
like,
but you don't
nice.
Say it like that. You say basically like we're the worst fans in the world and like go Cubbies and you.
No,
you
I
mock
said they're
us.
Very nice.
No, but you mock us.
I said
you don't. It's
yeah,
not,
I
yeah,
sneaky
you
mock.
Us.
Us.
Yeah.
Well, not
and listen,
necessary.
I mean, Kevin, you also
if you don't take sports like deathly serious.
That's East Coast versus Midwest.
Hold on, Kevin, but you also. So like I believe in my teams. Like you fucking jump off the Mets and
right.
Jets bandwagon every 2 seconds.
Right, because it's like life
Jets
and death.
The Jets were the worst team in football in the first quarter, and then they were back. And like you,
because that's
you
how
that
serious
you
I take
canceled the
it.
Mets season like 4 times.
That's how serious I take it.
I
you guys are like whatever.
Too,
it's a party.
I also know that the series isn't
no,
over until it's
you
over.
You guys don't take it as serious in these. You just don't.
When
it's
did the Jets
fact.
Become back?
No, that's not true. No, Kevin did his like freak out Jeez. Like in the first
I was
quarter.
Ready,
like,
I was ready
the
to declare them the worst
ever.
Team in football, which they still kind of are in a way.
Yeah, well, they're
but,
you get a lot of bad
the Bears, right. The Bears and the Browns and the Jaguars.
NFL.
There's some bad teams.
What do we got in the NFL? We had the Bills Mafia, the dildo game. Respect to the, by the way, just it's like you know what's going to happen. Logan Couture tried to bet me I'd bring back Nate at night.
That was the dumbest bet of all time.
I didn't even, by the way.
You didn't even bet a side. You didn't get anything.
It wasn't even a bet. I'm betting on it getting dark tonight. Of course, I can't believe you hesitated. Of course, the bats are going to fucking.
You hesitated for a moment. Well, I couldn't even believe that.
Well, I was waiting. What do I get? But then it's like, obviously, well, this is just useless. Fine, I'll throw Nate a bone, whatever. There's no chance the Patriots are going to lose to the Bills. The Patriots haven't lost to an AFC team twice in the same season since 1999. That is insane.
Well, I mean, it's only your own division.
No shit.
Yeah, I know. Your division sucks.
Yeah. I mean, since 1999?
Yeah.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is a long time.
But the AFC sucked.
Yeah, but no, that's a long time. I thought that was crazy.
By the way, I don't think.
When Logan Couture made that bet, I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Is he drunk?
I don't think it would matter what division. I know that's how good the Patriots have been. But anyways, that's besides the point. The dildo, respect the dildo because it did say Brady's dildo on it. And it was like a funny looking dildo. So that's, we had that. Gronk on 69th. Other than that, the Skins PR guy going bananas. That was a funny moment. By the way, if you're playing a game in London and like a foreign reporter wants to interview the kicker, I think you'll let them. Anything else in the NFL? Bears tonight?
Tonight.
Jets?
Oh, you got to I didn't realize that.
Want to do Facebook Live?
The last time the Bears have to be on national television this year. Thank God. I feel like they've played on national
television. The Jets and the Bears are the two worst nationally televised teams
ever.
And then they say, why are the ratings down? Like, stop putting the fucking Bears on national television.
Honestly, the Patriots have to be on national because whether you love them or hate them, they're the only ones really with, like, stars all over the place. So, and they're never on. They must be coming because they haven't been on national TV a lot, and it's driving me crazy. It makes my watching difficult. By the way, we got a bar back here.
Did you guys make a big trade today?
Yeah, they did. They go Jamie Collins. Classic Belichick. That shows where my man, he's arguably their most important, best defensive player.
They traded him to the Browns
for nothing.
What's Danny Tuvok saying?
And by the way.
No, I mean, it's just Belichick.
It's Belichick. There's nothing you can say. It's Nuke LaLoosh. Don't think, just throw. He's done this move a million times. It makes no sense. There's
and then it does.
Nobody who's, what?
It makes no sense, and then it does.
Right.
Well, he's never wrong.
He's going to get, you guys would have gotten the same pick if he walked as a free agent.
There's something going on. It would have been a pick in
2018. So Belichick probably has some fucking guy scouted that he wants to pick this year, that he's like, I'm only going to get him if I have this extra pick.
I'm sure all the local, like Boston Radio, Felger and Maz, are what an idiot. When you win.
Although you have to admit that your defense is, if you had one weakness, it's your defense. So that is a little weird.
Using mere mortal brains, even mine can't comprehend this. I don't know what he does, but it always works. Nobody we ever let go, like, oh, we wish we had that guy back. It just never happens. It's always perfect at the perfect time, and his track record speaks for itself. So I say it's the right move. I'm glad you brought that up, though. People have been like, hey, maybe. But that's how off the radar it is. There's whatever he does, I know it's in the best interest of us, not only being in the Super Bowl this year, but another 7 years. So I'm fine with it. Halloween costumes. What was it? Oh, Barstool Bar. Oaks and Cokes. Sorry, Oaks and Cokes. I did try to dress as one. Couldn't find a Coke bottle. That's my bad. Hand up. What do we got? Halloween costumes. Hillary Duff was a pilgrim, got in trouble for it, had to apologize.
It was her husband was like a red-faced redskin.
Yeah, so they went, but she apologized too, right?
I think she apologized for him.
So you're saying
the Indian was the more offensive part
by
of
far
that duo.
Because he had the
warp. He went full in.
Yeah, I saw it. The red on the front.
Yeah, and the white. It was actually,
it was a good costume.
Racism, I didn't hate it. Yeah, it was pretty flashy.
We had the Indians last night
right,
for sure
flashy.
Doing LeBron and LeBron at his party, not LeBron. People are like, that's not LeBron. I know LeBron had somebody dress up as OJ.
Okay, can we talk about that for a second?
One,
because
what's that?
It's pretty outrageous.
Yeah,
just, like,
no,
put
it's
up a post.
Outrageous. I first thought it was LeBron who actually did that.
No, it wasn't.
That would be unbelievable.
But as much as
I hate LeBron, what you did was what we hate, and that was the outrage people. Like, people get outraged about shit like that, and you did that with LeBron.
Well,
that
means,
like, you condone murder, LeBron.
In
like,
all
no.
fairness, I fucking, no matter what LeBron James
yeah,
does,
yeah,
I
okay,
hate.
All right. So you agree, though, that, like, if someone else flipped
LeBron,
out like that, I would have been like, chill out, man. It's just Halloween.
But that is kind of like.
Yeah,
I know.
That's you.
LeBron gives me an opening. And
LeBron has to walk the straight
narrow.
I just wanted to make sure. You answered it correctly. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't actually, like,
No, I'm actually mad because LeBron, but if anyone else did it, I won't have a fucking problem. Okay, like, I'm hoping LeBron has to issue
it. If you actually get offended by that, you're an asshole.
That's my point.
But it is pretty outrageous to put up OJ and be like, OJ's at my party. He's a murderer. He murdered two people.
Ronald Goldman, if Ronald Goldman's at that fucking party, he's not laughing. Oh, dude,
Ronnie's dad is probably...
He's not laughing.
Right.
He's not fucking laughing.
That's not a funny costume.
Yeah. And then we had Kardashian, Kylie. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Number one girl I want to see in a porno. This just reinforced
also,
it.
Also, people who are like, she got so much plastic surgery, who fucking cares?
Yeah, no, I don't care.
She's sexy as shit.
Plastic surgery is the way of the world.
I totally disagree with your porn thing. I feel like she'd be so boring. She's just probably lifeless fuck.
I don't know. You see her shaking her ass like Christina?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
she just like, the Kardashians have no soul. You know what I mean? Like there's,
I'm not looking for soul in my porno.
No, but you ever watch porn where it's like the chick is not in, like she's just literally laying there lifeless? That's weird.
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
I don't think she'd be lifeless. Okay. I agree with that. Speaking of that, we sent Frankie. Shout out to Frankie, the Pirellis.
And his dad.
And his dad.
Straight out of Central Casting.
Looks, sounds exactly like he brought all this food here. A fake even dough. We got to go do a pizza review at a Pirellis family restaurant. He is actually trying to camp out at Vandal right now, which, by the way, people who know my history with Vandal, I fucking hate that place.
What is that?
It's a fancy schmancy
That's where
restaurant.
First Lady got, like, rejected. She, like, where, waited where, for, like,
yeah,
five
Renee
hours,
went
right?
to a reservation at, like, 7. They didn't see her
until
10.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you complained on Twitter.
But
that was, like, day one of New York.
Heidi Klum's Halloween party is there tonight.
So that's Frankie's like trying to get you in?
Oh, there's no fucking chance we're getting in. He's just trying to get close to the door with the camera.
Got it.
To get all the celebs.
Got it.
Get in. That.
Got it.
Of all the things.
What we need to do is
of
Frank.
All the delusional things said, thinking that I'm getting into Vandal. Well, I mean, couldn't get in. We can't get in for a reservation.
I mean, you thought Justin Bieber knew what Barstool Sports was. So
That's
you
less delusional than thinking
we
should. Get in.
What we should do is we should have Frankie take a bunch of pictures and then put them out on the internet and let other people take it and then sue them.
Sue them. That's a business model.
Yes. That's it right there. That's how you make it.
What'd you like there? Callie.
I mean, that's what the paparazzi have done to us.
I almost got fired because I took down my fucking videos.
Right, right. We need to start switching it on people. We need to start
we could
going out and
that.
Taking pictures of celebrities
crazy
and being
thing.
Like,
our pictures
you.
Are already being pirated, Jack, because back in the day, before when it was just me, we used to do full-blown photo shoots of girls.
Right.
In like Red Sox shit, and they always get pirated. Boxing, quick shout out, The Sweet Science. You see a clip like this, and you're like, the Sweet Science is alive and well. We had a fight in Puerto Rico. Guy knocks one guy out, and then he just goes and starts fucking swinging with the trainer.
That's it. And they're brawling. Now fighting his brother, his trainer. And now it's getting ugly.
I loved it. As far as I know, MMA, I've never seen this in MMA. I've never seen, maybe because they're on the outside of the gate, which you could still come over. But this is what makes boxing boxing. It's fan man. It's this type of shit. Boxing, Lou Duva. When Lou Duva got stretchered out after fan man and then fell off the stretcher, like that's the stuff I absolutely live for. So great moment in boxing. I don't know what we can add, but I just wanted to give boxing a shout out, especially in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's Latinos still got the boxing.
And the fact that the corner man is fucking basically winning the fight. That's the corner man you want,
That was a Rocky moment. When they do the painting, the Neiman Marcus, they both
same exact
time.
Same time.
They both connected. Like, he went into the ropes, so shout out there. Loch Ness Monster, but not the real one. One in Alaska.
No.
Do you? Yeah, I don't think
you,
so either.
Listen, I appreciate how into aliens and the supernatural and the mythical you are. You believe too much.
This was
you jumped the gun on this.
What was it?
First of all, if you look in the very beginning, if you look in the very it's some fucking giant fish, but it's not a monster
with ice on it.
Yeah.
Well,
and also if you look
at,
if you look in the very beginning, it's small. It's not as big as when they zoomed in. Like when you see some perspective, it's like a big fish, but it's not like a fucking monster.
I totally believe in Loch Ness Monster. But believing in Loch Ness Monster means there's only one Loch Ness Monster.
Well, yeah. Well, I said
the
that.
One that's in.
I said that.
So Nessie is the only one. So you can't. Here's another one.
I said that in my blog.
Okay.
That the Nessie people in Scotland must be like jumping off bridges.
Yeah, because that's real. The Loch Ness Monster.
And,
is real.
And I will
these,
say
these monsters don't just like fucking swim up the river too when there's cameras on. There's a reason why Nessie is like in the shadows for 100 years.
I will say it's odd to only be seen once. But this is all the long con for me, and I may agree with some of your stuff. If you haven't watched the Providence Sea Monster video
it's
yet,
video.
It's
all
like
timer.
Top 10
all-timer.
It's literally all time. So,
and it shoots water out of its nose, right? And out of its mouth, it goes like this to me. It goes, and it spit the water out of me. Now I think it's going to kill me.
It was a way for me to weave that video back in, and I did it. Speaking of the mythological, I think we're going to have a different in monsters and ghosts. Ron Artest says he was touched inappropriately by a ghost in his hotel. I didn't even know he coached the Lakers when they were in Oklahoma City at a renowned haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got on Ron Artest getting fingered by a ghost?
Yeah, I mean, there's
wait, are we assuming hotels. That's he got full-blown fingered?
His butthole.
Fingered. Okay. Butthole. Did he say that, or we're just making that assumption?
We're making that assumption.
He said that, and now I'm
agreeing. Makes sense.
You guys
butt. I don't think that really makes sense.
Yeah, if you get, like, what if a ghost starts to jerk you off, you're going to fight it?
No, did Ron fight it?
If a ghost starts to put his finger up your butt,
I don't know if I'd fight that either, Dan.
I think you got to at least jerk off when you got the finger up the butt, right? You can't just throw a finger in the butt.
I would imagine if a ghost is fingering you in the butt, he's also jerking.
Right, but I don't think that. I think what happened to Ron Artest is a ghost just stuck his
finger. So we believe this story, but we don't believe the Alaskan Loch Ness Monster.
Yes. I don't believe this
story. Simple math.
Ron Artest is definitely the type of guy who could get involved with sex with a ghost. Like Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown definitely fucked
with
a
ghost. Someone brought up a good point. Ron Artest, I don't think, lie about this shit. Like,
no.
Yeah, but also, why would you bring it up? Why would you bring it up now?
I thought it just happened.
Oh, did it?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought this was like back in the day.
Can we get a fact check?
Okay, so that was the most confusing. I'm like, Ron Artest is a coach on the Lakers. They're staying in Oklahoma.
Coley, what's the story? Do you know? Do you know this happened?
Fact check.
I just assumed.
If it happened a long time.
I just assumed this was a long time ago and that he...
Tweet says, "Meta World Peace and a ghost touched him inappropriately at the famous haunted Skirvin Hotel where the Lakers stayed the past two nights."
Yeah. Okay. He must be a coach on the Lakers.
Then I do believe it. I thought
he still plays. He's still on the team. He just doesn't
Ron Artest
play.
Yeah,
still plays?
You can't say he's coaching.
Well, Ron Artest died like 5 years ago.
Meta World Peace.
Yeah, he's always Ron Artest.
I don't change names. I called
fucking
Muhammad
Ali. Yeah, they played the
Muhammad
Thunder last
Ali
night.
I
had the over.
Play.
And I lost.
Ron's still doing it.
But there's haunted hotels like the Pfister in Milwaukee.
I can't believe he's still
the Pfister in Milwaukee's a haunted hotel.
Oh, I
well
stayed.
Known. Well known.
Yeah, that's I stayed Pup Warner football. We stayed over in a House of Seven Gables. You want to talk about haunted places? House of Seven Gables, Salem, Mass. Is like
that's it. That's
the beginning,
which is yeah.
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 No, I believe it now. I thought he brought this up like years later.
No. He got fingered 2 days ago.
He definitely did.
Do it, yeah. Ron. Do it up, Ronnie.
And so, yes, the answer is yes. We believe Ron Artest got fingered in the ass by a ghost, but I do not believe your little Loch Ness Alaskan.
It's not mine.
Crab.
That was an ABC News and shit.
Yeah, but you're the one who brought it to our attention.
Well,
you have to own that. No, you got
to
own that.
I just want you to have
a little bit of a filter.
I'm not
unowning it.
That's
I don't
your
think,
Dave,
I don't
Dave,
think
I just
I'm
want you,
unowning it.
I just want you to have a little
I mean,
bit of a filter
if
when it comes to
Supernatural.
Even if you
roll back the tape, you're like, it's ice, and you're like, no, it's an animal with ice.
Your,
what is it?
That's your Loch Ness, though, for better or worse.
No, I'm not going to call him Loch Ness.
Yeah, it is.
Because that has to be
your Loch Ness.
You just need more of a Supernatural filter. That's all I want.
Own it. Don't post it if you're not going to own it.
A little bit more of a standard. High standards, Dave.
I want the Providence guy in there.
We just need a better filter on this stuff.
Right.
A's really
they can't post every single thing, or then nothing supernatural.
And I really
Dave.
Is an alien.
Last story of the day: A's got in a Twitter fight versus Smash Mouth, and it got kind of heated.
Got personal.
Yeah,
got
it did.
Real personal.
Real quick. Yeah. The A's made it personal real fucking quick.
Yeah, real personal.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess
the A's are a bunch of. I'm Team Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth on this.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought Smash Mouth was the guy with the white hair.
Guy Fieri?
No.
Oh.
From like E.
Because he kind of looks like that guy.
He does have he used to have like spiked hair. But
wait,
that
who,
was back in
the
90s.
White hair
I don't,
guy you're talking
I don't know if I've
McGrath?
Heard of Smash Mouth.
Mark McGrath?
Oh, Mark
Sugar
McGrath.
Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Right. Man, those are all kind of.
Yeah, Smash Mouth was big.
Yo,
what, like
Smash
90,
Mouth is
98?
One of those bands. Like, I'm not going to say I'm a Smash Mouth fan, but when like the Shrek song
All-Star?
Comes on, you kind of fucking nod along to it.
Yeah, 1998.
Yeah, these people hate on it. It's like, come on.
And by the way, props to Smash Mouth for being like hardcore A's fans.
Yeah, yeah. And also, and the main thing is they were dead fucking right. The A's are a pitiful organization.
Right.
Everything he was saying was spot on.
But the A's are a small market, so I don't know what you want them to fucking
do. They still fucking stink
it. Where it backfired on the A's was when they said, like, we had more hits than you have in forever. And then Smash Mouth came back with the real fan shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? You guys are just dicks.
Right.
Because this guy's
poorly
just passionate and you're making fun. Smash Mouth made jams. A jam is a jam is a jam forever. So I don't care if they haven't done anything recently. They still hold a special place.
And I will say, the A's have electric fans when they're doing
they
got the sax and shit. They got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
The A's are a crazy crowd when they're playing well. That's the rundown. Do we have anything post-show? Oh, Mario Kart race tonight. What? Come give us the stakes here. Cool.
All right, so as we all know, Smitty likes to tout himself as a great Mario Kart racer, despite the fact that he's never won anything.
Yeah.
So
he's
one day.
Seinfeld bet, the soup bet, or whatever it is.
At what point the do date you just bet. Stop, like, be able to have a million tattoos?
Well, no.
He's got to change his name this time.
Yeah. So if he loses, I get to change his middle name, like, legally. Like, go down to the courthouse, change it. If I lose, I have to get a Wario tattoo. He just keeps.
So
like,
there's gonna be Facebook Live.
Facebook Live, 7 p.m. How, Eastern Standard.
How confident are you?
Straight into the Bears Vikings.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Facebook Live.
By the way, not. I know people sometimes don't like the gambling talk. Two quick shout outs talking about gambling. That the end of the Texas Baylor over under.
Yes. And
last night.
And the fucking Notre Dame Miami over.
I wasn't involved in that. So
no, Brian Kelly had they throw the ball, catch. It's like 3rd and 3 on the 3. The guy catches it, almost crosses the plane, fumbles. Notre Dame recovers. They have 1st and goal on the 1 with 2 minutes left. We need 4 points. Brian Kelly plays for a field goal.
That's
the shit that will keep you up forever.
That's unfortunate. What will really keep you up is that play when Texas, they didn't tell you that they didn't score a touchdown for 10 minutes after the
And in that Texas game, it was 14-14, 5 minutes in.
Instantly.
5 minutes
instantly.
In.
Instantly. Anyways.
So how confident are you feeling?
100 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, you beat him last time, right?
Yeah, it was a month ago. This is when he threw.
Wait, you already played?
Like one day, like, because we got the N64, like, right when we moved into
the somebody's office. Totally delusional here.
Yeah, it's the guy from Philly.
Yeah. That I believe.
There's a conspiracy going around.
I mean, I thought you hadn't played. When you don't play something,
no, I mean, we didn't play.
You
like,
play, it's like you have no idea what you're walking into.
We didn't play.
But you two have already.
We played 6 races. I won 4-2.
Oh boy, yeah,
Smitty, if you lose this one though,
you can't
is there
talk
a
about
feeling
America
that you're just doing these bets so that you can do crazy things and be like, whoops, like you got
to
win this. It's more than your middle name. It's your reputation as the greatest Mario Kart player.
But
ever.
That's the issue. I'm not going to put out I'm the greatest Mario Kart player in the world unless there's something drastic on the table. So I get 3 strikes and I'm out.
I actually contend that your reputation is more on the line than the middle name.
I have a reputation
as a fucking.
No, as the great, because you've said you're the greatest Mario Kart player. Yeah,
claim 40.
Right, that's my point.
And then you come up to Dedham and get your teeth kicked in.
Yo, that I mean,
since
that's
I,
the main
since
problem.
Out this, since I've thrown out this challenge, it's like 2011. I've been like 40-2 up until I went to Boston and lost the big one.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard somebody say that,
that was the 18-1 Patriots right there.
Rich man.
Four out of the last 6 is something. The fact that when the chips were down, you got.
He blames the
no,
like,
no yeah, pressure on you, but all the pressure.
He blamed his controller. Right.
He
brought his controller from home.
You brought your own
controller?
No, that's right.
You bring it mine, but then you can't blame it.
Yeah, but
we're. They blamed it.
You can't be the best in the planet and go, oh, I didn't have my sticks.
You can't do that.
Oh, wait, what? You lost with your own controller?
No, he lost when we were using the same ones, and then he said it's because I don't have my own.
Oh, okay, yeah,
that's
okay,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a ping pong. It's like a ping pong.
Yeah, I have no problem. Yeah, with that.
Get out of here.
Bring my own shit to the table.
Right. Yeah.
All right, that's all I know. So 7 p.m. Tune in for this live.
Wow, big time.
Yep.